Hello, everyone. Figure we start off our podcast with a bang. Does it get much more epic than this? So, I guess this will be the most epic part of the first episode of my podcast, since I'm sure this one's going to be a little bit slow, since I've never done this before. But hey, it can't get much more epic than this moment right now. Bow, bow, bow. Okay, now the drums kick in, and it's like, cue up the list. Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. I appreciate you all coming and joining in. I guess we have a lot of things to talk about today. I guess we'll start off with a little introduction of what I plan my aim is for this podcast. Discuss music, play some music, all that good stuff. I just hope you guys can deal with my shitty equipment and the fact that I'm not the most fun guy. People think I'm fun. I don't know. I fool people. But I find myself to be an incredibly boring, stupid, not stupid. I just don't have much to contribute. It's not about the New York Giants or about music of some sort. You know, it's like, what do you need me around for, you know? So, anyway, I don't mean to speak down to about myself, you know, that's cool, but, you just gotta know what you're good at, what you're not, I was thinking before, there's so much shitty music out there. Like, I've subscribed to Beats Audio, and it gives you requests, suggestions based on what you listen to or currently. And it really, the suggestions it's giving me are, like, it's almost embarrassing, you know? I almost want to, like, hit myself. Like, is there something wrong with my musical taste? Like, I don't get it. That's the one thing about rock and roll that's totally rock and roll itself has totally disappeared, but that epicness of rock and roll, that just like we just heard at the beginning of Babe O'Reilly, the Who song, like you don't get that anymore. You know, I think that's why people flock to bands like Pearl Jam and Fish and bands that kind of can get to reach that level of epicness, you know, that you just don't see anymore at all. Like, it's crazy. Turn on the radio. Is there even rock and roll on the fucking radio? It's insane. It's a little sad, but, like, you know, what are you going to do? But anyway, I plan on this podcast series to play some good music, talk about some music, you know, talk about maybe some sports. You know, of course, I'm a New Yorker, so the good old Rangers are heading to the Stanley Cup as we speak, and I happen to be an Islander fan myself, but you know, hats off to them. They've been playing really well, and I wish them the best of luck. It's going to be tough no matter who they end up playing between the LA or Chicago, so for now, let's take a short break and play some music.
you. Now nobody wanna protect you. They only wanna forget you.
And that was just the title track from the Black Keys' new album, Turn Blue, Weight of Love, it's called. You know what? This is one album I've been looking forward to since I heard they started recording it. This DJ Danger Mouse. Now, you know what? The first time I ever heard of him was his, obviously, most people's, the first time they ever heard of him was his work with Jay-Z when they collaborated and kind of made the White Album. And his, I think it was the Black Album. He titled it as an album, the Black Album. And it's just kind of like a meshed version. And, you know, it worked so well. And I was a fan of the guy. And when I initially heard that the Black Keys were working with him, albums ago, I mean, they've, I think he's produced three of their albums. The first time, I was as excited. But at the end of the day, I was just let down. It just didn't sound like that Black Keys of old. And they might have done one other album with him, and then they kind of went off on their own. I don't know the name of the producer that produced their other albums, but Brothers came out 2 to 3 years ago, and it was just like a breath of fresh air. It's one of the great blues albums of our time. It doesn't get much better than that. And then last year's El Camino, again, I mean, there's so many great songs, and it's just great rock and roll. And the fact that this duo added, you know, a bass player and, another guitar player and literally formed a band, I think is really cool. And they actually even got better live. You know, their live act got more exciting, and, you know, with the addition of, duos are always cool, don't get me wrong, but, like, there's something about a full, you know, 4 or 5 piece rock band that just, you know, doesn't get much better than that. Anyway, maybe this album will turn blue, grow on me a little. I just wanted to throw it out there. My buddy Johnny is getting married in a few weeks, and him and all my friends are out celebrating in Las Vegas for his bachelor party. I, of course, can't be there because of my ailing back, which is something we're not going to get into on my podcast, but trust me, it fucking hurts, and it's on so many levels, like emotionally, physically, I just feel like I'm missing out. But, I figure, like, we got to dedicate this whole podcast and along with some songs to my boy Johnny. And this will be the first of those. This song goes out to you and Judith. Judith is such a great girl. When we met her, me and Dina were both incredibly impressed. And I think that this song is, a good lesson, in learning what marriage is all about. And, listen, man, like I said, marriage is great, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have its hurdles. I'm always there for you, man. If you ever need any advice, not that I'm the Dr. Phil of marriage advice, but this is getting a little ridiculous. I'm not gonna sit here and talk about marriage for the next 5 hours, but this song really, first of all, don't listen to it listen to it, but don't listen to it, if you know what I mean. I'm sure you will like it, and I'm sure Judith will like it, and, I love you guys. You guys are gonna make a great couple. And the fact that I'm not in Vegas blowing lines of cocaine off strippers' titties is, my wife's in the other room, make sure she doesn't hear that. I'm just kidding. Words can't describe how much it hurts to not be there. And I guess making this podcast is kind of retribution. yeah, this is almost as fun as being in Las Vegas doing drugs and gambling and doing bad things. Anyway, Johnny boy, and Judith, this is for you. Enjoy, and I love you both.
Okay. Bitch and fuss and cussing.
And that was Guns N' Roses, Used to Love Her, from the famous GNR Lies album, one of my favorites, actually. And again, that one goes out to John and Judith. John, don't get any ideas. I was actually going to play Patience, but it was an accident and played this. So, you know, I was thinking during this song, you know, this is actually pretty cool. I may actually can do this. Like, I thought maybe this was going to be like a, you know, one-time thing. Maybe I wouldn't have even posted this, but like, you know, this is fun. I'm actually enjoying doing this. I'm like 20 minutes into this. And then, I mean, I hope you guys are enjoying it. And, you know, we could do a lot more than just listen to music. We could talk about shit. We could eventually take emails or Twitter shit. I could figure out a Twitter, and we can, you know, communicate that way if you guys are digging my show. And, you know, it's would be amazing to actually have one or two listeners, you know, that tune in. I mean, even as just background music while you work, and I'll try to talk as little as possible. I know I sound like a fucking moron on these recording devices. But, you know, it's just like I was saying before, there's just so little, the music today is just so shitty. Someone told me about this new Australian rapper, Iggy something or other. So I went online, I downloaded this, her album. I've never heard such crap in my life. And I'm thinking, you know, like, what happened to, like, Ghostface Killah and the RZA? We've got Drake now who, like, gets hard-ons for NBA players. And I don't know, some weird shit going down. I don't know. You know what's also funny? Like, I'm sitting here. This is really the first time I'm ever doing something like this in terms of, like, recording a podcast. My wife's at the park now with my son. She could potentially walk into the apartment any minute. And be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, she'll think I'm nuts. Anyway, I'm in the mood for some Warren Zevon. So let's enjoy some lawyers and guns and money.
The way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too? Ha! I was gambling in Havana. Took a little risk. Yeah. Sent lawyers, guns, and money. Can't get me out of this. Yeah. I'm the innocent bystander.
Zevon, Warren, Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Here in Berlin, Suzanne.
And, he's one of those guys that you really, I didn't start appreciating him until a lot later in life. I'm 31. It's sad that I'm using that term later in life at this point. My father always was a huge Warren Zevon fan. He'd always call him the Jim Morrison that survived. Like, supposedly this guy was the craziest motherfucker in the world and survived. I mean, he ended up living until, I don't know, his late 50s or early 60s. There's actually an amazing documentary about him. I'm blanking what it's called, but if you just YouTube Warren Zevon documentary, and it's about it's right after he found out he has terminal cancer. It's gonna kill him, and it's just about the last few months of his life. How he just all he wants to do is record music, and all sorts of ridiculously famous rock stars come and record with him. And it's actually a really heartwarming and really good musical documentary. I highly recommend it. And you can watch it for free on YouTube. That's pretty cool, too. This is pretty cool. We're already almost, 27 minutes in. And where we got... This is fun. I wonder if you guys are having fun. Another dude that came out with a new album this year that I thought was probably one of the best albums of the last few years, Beck, with his, what they call his sequel to Sea Change. Another thing I'm blanking the name on, the name of the album, but we'll actually play something from that album a little later. But for now, let's go a little bit old school and play one of my favorites. Enjoy.
Oh yeah.
It's nothing like some old school Beck. I mean, Beck, if you ask me, one of the best studio recording artists. Like, he uses the craziest things in the studio, like, that you'd ever imagine. Like, he'd just, you know, go to a dumpster and find, be able to just put together a whole ensemble of instruments just based on his creativity. He's just a crazy motherfucker, Beck. You know, he's one of these artists that, you know, you hear their, some of his stuff and from the studio, and it sounds so cool, and yet it just doesn't translate that way live. Like, I've seen him, I mean, I've only seen him twice live, but I have to say, both times that I've seen him, I've been a little underwhelming. You know, he doesn't have much of a stage presence, and he definitely is a little bit of a cocky motherfucker. That is 100% of a fact, but listen, the guy knows how to play some music. He's a master. I mean, he can play literally any style. You know, you just heard that, you know, and, you know, you should hear, I'm about to play you the title, I don't know if it's the title track, the first track from his new album, which is, like I said before, is supposed to be a sequel to his, you know, his album from the early 2000s, Sea Change, which is, a lot of people either love it or hate it. You know, it's one, it's a more of an acoustic-y, spacey type of sound, which I'm sure a lot of you know, in case you don't. But, again, here's a track from, the first track from Beck's new album. Enjoy.
Thank you.
See, wasn't that just beautiful? I mean, the guy just has so many different styles of music, you know. And you know, I think that's why everyone was so excited for this new album. Which it's so funny. Like, I was so excited. It's called, first of all, the album's called Morning Phase. The fact that I mean, I own even two copies of it on vinyl. The fact that I don't know the name of it, neither or the name of the, I did check out the name of the title track. Which is obvious. What is the name of the morning title track again? Well, it's technically the second track. It's called Morning. The first track is a 43-second track called Cycle, which, I guess that doesn't count. But anyway, again, this one podcast is the first podcast is dedicated to my boy John, who's out partying in Vegas, and probably this I'm the last thing on his mind right now. But he should know that right now at 1:37 p.m. on Saturday, I am hardcore thinking about you and everyone out there, and I just can't believe I'm not there. And I just want to throw out another track out for you. This one's just for you. I guess Judith could be involved too, but I don't know. Anyway, this is actually a rare recording from Cream's residency at Royal Albert Hall in the early 60s. Another thing I'm blanking on. Like, today's theme is blanking. Just Zach forgetting everything. You know, I mean, people who know me know that. I mean, I don't have the greatest memory, but like to forget this much is just ridiculous. This is one of my favorite live versions of one of my favorite Cream songs, and John, it's one of those things I know you probably never heard, but you will like. And here's something new to keep you intrigued, to keep you listening. Also, I figure we'll keep these podcasts generally around an hour long. You know, obviously, don't listen to every second if you can. You know, you're listening to everything. No, it's fine. Cool. Listen as much as you want, as little as you want. But we'll try to play as much music as possible. I'll do as little talking as possible. Yet I'll, give my little anecdotes on shit, you know, little things. But, you know, one thing I did want to bring up, I was thinking about it before. It's really, I don't even know how to solve this problem. You know, if any of my listeners can help me, that'd be great. I mean, we'll eventually have, a blog and website and Twitter and Instagram, so you will be able to communicate a lot easier. But for some reason, every time I'm in a car with people and my son, I have a 2.5-year-old son named Cooper. If you didn't know, I'm sure he'd be hearing a lot about Cooper in the coming months or days or whenever I decide to record these. But every time that Blurred Lines song comes on, or, you know, Blurred Lines, you know, you don't even have to even say. He looks at me, or not even if I'm on the car, he just starts screaming, "Daddy's song, Daddy's song." Why? Why that song? You know, it's not like I'm playing that song in the apartment ever. Or, you know, he just... It's funny, like my grandfather actually, he took us out for dinner the other night, and that song was on the radio. It just came on the radio. Well, my son's in the back in his car, so he starts screaming, "Daddy's song, Daddy's song." And my grandfather was sort of like, who happens to be a big music fan himself, yet he's more into the, you know, old time jazz. He's like, "Daddy's song." So I'm like, you know what? When we got back to my apartment, I showed him the music video, and he kind of had a whole different perspective on things after that. He was kind of like, "Zach, this is one of the best things you got going for you," you know, which is kind of a little sad in itself. But you know, he enjoyed it, and he actually asked me how to access that music video. It's pretty funny. He doesn't really know. He's computer illiterate, but he wanted to know how he can watch the Blurred Lines music video again. Anyway, true story. So here is, like I was saying, I'm So Glad, which name of the song, dedicated to my boy John, who is out in Vegas now celebrating his last time as a bachelor, and I'm sitting here on my ass recording a fucking podcast. Does it get any sadder than that? Yet, I'm so glad, motherfuckers.
We'd like to do a number from Fresh Cream now by Skip James called I'm So Glad.
I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm glad I'm glad. I'm so glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed that as much as me. Again, I'm trying to dedicate this show to my boy John and his lovely lady, Judith. In the way of my friend John, let's keep the talking to a minimum to end the show and the music to a maximum. So here's one more dedicated to you, John. Enjoy it. We're going to do two right now from the same band. And we'll talk about that band before we end and sign off for the evening or afternoon. It's actually 2 in the afternoon. So. Anyway, also, again, this is a totally new thing. This is the first time I'm ever fucking around with this podcast thing. So I will get better at it. We'll have sound effects. I'm going to buy a microphone. This is going to be a real deal thing. So keep on coming back, you know. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Anyway, everyone, enjoy. Here is two from one of my favorite New York-based bands, the Felice Brothers. Thank you.
on that old dance floor. I put 3 hours low in my Eleanor.
And that is two from the Felice Brothers, Whiskey in My Whiskey, followed by Run Chicken Run. You know, they're very another interesting band that I actually I've been seeing since they literally were playing on the streets of Manhattan. They're from Woodstock, New York, or a town right outside Woodstock initially. And they ended up coming to New York. I think they went to Juilliard, but they would play right outside Union Square Station all the time. And they were just great. And, you know, I don't even think they had a license to play outside, but the cops would just let it go. You know, it was such a great vibe. And then they released their first album, which happened to be absolutely fabulous, probably their best album to date. None of which you just heard. Those were from two other albums. The second track, "Run Chicken Run," that's a song they've been playing since they first started. But I guess it took them three or four albums to actually put that song on an album. But that usually is a song they open with live, and it's pretty, I mean, this band rocks. I mean, you know, you don't see bands like this too often that pass around bottles of whiskey and just get absolutely crunked in the middle of their shows, and they do it in such a professional way. You know, it's not too sloppy, and you know, it's done in a very cool, you know, kind of southern yet not southern way. You know what I mean? It's just something you don't. One of those things you don't see at live shows anymore. You know. And you're not going to see Katy Perry, you know, getting smashed on a bottle of Jack Daniels or, you know, a Canadian club or some shit like that. Anyway, we've reached an hour limit, so it's time, just that time to figure out find something else to do. You know, it's already, you've been listening to my voice for an hour and 5 minutes already. Well, not really, there's been music involved. Anyway, go get high or something. We'll come back, I promise. I will keep this show entertaining. Peace!
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. Before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, baby?
Hey, 'cause I got.